Holy cow, man. You got to check this out. This from Decider. Kevin James has unveiled a brand new fake wildlife documentary in the form of a YouTube clip narrated by Sir Adam Sandler. The five-minute video follows the endangered silver-breasted Montel species, which looks eerily familiar. The video is called Nature Planet. Now, if you listen to this podcast regularly, you will hear me verbally eye-roll about Adam Sandler comedy. This is the proof, my friends. Nature Planet on YouTube. I want you to watch this, and I want you to tell me at what point you found Adam Sandler funny. The silver-breasted Montel species is actually just Kevin James himself in a bear-like costume. The species can be seen scratching his back, foraging for food, and eating leaves as it battles back from the brink of extinction. This is all while Sandler narrates each scene with the poise and calmness of Sir David Attenborough, who is most famous for voicing Netflix's Our Planet and Planet Earth, blah, blah, blah. The production quality of the clip is almost comparable to a BBC Nature series. It is called Nature Planet. Check it out. Let me know when you laugh. All right, I am recording this on Sunday morning. I've got some stuff going on in my life that I had to adjust my schedule, and I wanted to make sure this one was in the bank. So my usual disclaimer that if the news cycle change and my tone is off here, I mean no harm. I'm just trying to do a comedy podcast. But as I record Sunday morning, the president seems to be okay at Walter Reed. Paul F. Tompkins said, it's also pretty funny that Melania has to pretend to have it, so it looks like they spend a lot of time together. Chris Garcia said, if Chris Christie makes it, I'm never wearing a mask again. And a leftover debate joke from Mark Hamill, he said, that debate was the worst thing I've ever seen, and I was in the Star Wars holiday special. That might be the joke of the week. Did you see Saturday Night Live with Chris Rock? Michael Che said, okay, look, this is weird because a lot of people on both sides are saying there's nothing funny about Trump being hospitalized with coronavirus, and those people are obviously wrong. There's a lot funny about this. Maybe not from a moral standpoint, but mathematically, if you were constructing a joke, this is all the ingredients you need. The problem is, it's almost too funny, like on the nose. It would be like if I were making fun of people who wear belts and my pants just immediately fell down. Look, I don't want the president to die, obviously. Yeah, actually, I wish him a very lengthy recovery. That's some good, good writing there by Michael Che. Che added, though I will point out, if the situation were reversed and it was Biden that got sick, Trump would 100% be at a maskless rally tonight, getting huge laughs, doing an impression of Biden on a ventilator. Just saying. SNL opened up with a debate sketch, and Alec Baldwin, doing his terrible President Trump impression, was asked if he had taken a test for coronavirus, and Trump said, absolutely, scout's honor. Jim Carrey walked on the stage in aviator glasses while making finger guns at the audience. He produced a tape measure, sized up the distance between himself and Alec Baldwin's Trump, and then he moved his lectern further away, asked if he was ready to debate Jim Carrey's Biden, said, absolutely not, but I've got the beginning of 46 fantastic ideas I may or may not have access to. Now let's do this. I'm holding my bladder. And Chris Rock in the monologue said, Election Day is on a Tuesday in November. Anybody here ever put something on a Tuesday in November? Does anybody get married on a Tuesday in November? Church ain't on a Tuesday. Even Jesus avoids Tuesday. If this show was Tuesday Night Live, it would have gotten canceled in 1975. Bill Burr will host Saturday Night Live this week, which is good if you host a daily comedy news podcast, because that'll give you lots to talk about. The Washington Post last week had spoke with Chloe Fineman, and their article was How SNL's Chloe Fineman Became the Comedian We Need Right Now. Yeah? We do? Okay. WashPo said her Tiffany Trump is kind of amazing. Chloe said, I mean, there's so much there. The whole RNC just feels like a big SNL sketch. And then it's like, oh, pick your favorite. And I thought Tiffany was a safe choice. Just her trying to be a relatable millennial is really funny to me. Does Chloe have any favorite sketches that SNL has said no to? And she said, yeah, definitely. I have this character, Uli. And I pitched her my first week at work, and she was way more crude. I think that's a big learning curve on SNL. Like, how do you say private parts? The writers have created an art of how to say words without saying them. So yeah, I definitely had her a little too dirty. And then the pandemic got to turn her into something different. I do see that a lot on the show, which I think is really cool. People will pitch stuff in the beginning of the year, and maybe it doesn't work. They sort of reformulate it. It'll end up on the show in the spring. So there's a creative process I didn't realize, which is really comforting. You could pitch an impression and character. Maybe it's not right for that week, but it could turn into something else. And this was before the premiere. They asked, will you be back in New York for SNL this fall? Is everyone still operating from a distance? Chloe said, I personally plan to go back mainly because I don't know what I left in my refrigerator, and it's been 6 months. This is from Paste Magazine, and I checked out the trailer for this upcoming podcast I'm about to tell you about, and it seems awesome. It is called Let's Get Lit. Comedian Jason Mansilis is reading through the entire book, H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds, chapter by chapter, And every episode, a different comedian keeps a live running commentary on the book. So there's a lot of interruptions. It's sort of kind of Mystery Science Theater-ish a little bit, but I checked out the trailer, thought it was great. People who will be on the show include Judah Friedlander, Josh Gondelman, and others. It's called Let's Get Lit. There are many podcasts with that title, so you want to look for Blaise Mancillis to make sure that you've got the right one there. The Daily Beast caught up with Michelle Buteau, and she said comedy club bookers were telling her not to get political. She said, I like to say that Trump is the straw that broke the camel toe. That is such a hack line that broke the camel toe. A lot of comedians were trying to figure out their voice on stage because the world was so effed up with toxic energy from the government. And also you have to be respectful of your audience members. But some comedy club bookers were like, can you not do political stuff? And that's wild because this is the time for it and this is the place for it. Stand up is like a speakeasy for emotions. So it just felt like a really wild time. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do these shows that are produced by comics. I don't need to go to the clubs to not only have them make more money off my back, but then also censor what I can say. Nate Bergazzi spoke to the Columbus Underground. They were like, hey, has the pandemic affected you creatively? Nate said, it's definitely been different, you know? I've definitely hit points of realizing I've just been at home. I like to golf, so I've been golfing all the time, which is fun. But then you're also like, I got to do something, man. That's where the podcast came in. You just try to be somewhat creative, and you don't want to come out of it and feel like you're behind, you know? I didn't want to come out of it and be like, I didn't do anything during this weird time in the history of Earth. I should have done something. You don't want to come out and have things be worse. So getting to do these drive-ins and doing the podcast, at least I'm trying to improve just a little bit, but it's definitely hard. You get down and you have days where you're depressed and you're like, oh, what are we doing? And from TMZ, Brad Williams says he wouldn't trade his life and take a drug that could make him taller, but he understands why others would and adds he and his wife are considering it for their daughter. They're looking at vosoritide, I hope I said that right, which has been shown to restore nearly average bone growth rates of children with achondroplasia, which is the most common form of dwarfism, which Brad has. Brad has been thinking about how it can improve the lives of children with dwarfism, but on the flip side, he's well aware giving it to a child creates an ethical conundrum. That's your comedy news for today. Let me give you the litany of places you can subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Pandora. You can follow on Spotify. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at McD Radio, at MCD Radio, or the pod is at DCN Pod. There's a Facebook page. And do me a favor, hit share and, you know, let a friend know about the podcast that really helps grow the thing. I appreciate you listening, and I will catch you tomorrow.